flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, January 27th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop's
good
here.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, it's a football Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. We're not going to call it a misery Monday because this team turned around a 4-13 season a year ago and made it all the way to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Didn't end the way they wanted. Wasn't pretty. A lot of turnovers. A lot of Eagles runs into the end zone. They end up losing 55-23. But I actually think you should play the music, Cakes, because there's hope.
Do that.
And I think for the first time,
optimism and hope. Yeah, definitely.
Next season's going to be the first time in either 8 or 9 years when they're going to have the same starting quarterback in week one, barring anything unforeseen in the offseason.
Well, I mean, unless Jaden gets in some weird accident or some sort, you know, like breaks leg during the offseason. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great season. It was house money for the most part. I think it was house money for most of the year, if not the entire year, based on the expectations. But yeah, great season. Obviously, disappointing way to end it. But Commanders fans got to feel hope, like you said, because, you know, you got to be looking forward to next summer for training camp and, of course, next fall. They'll improve the roster. They'll have obviously some draft picks. Daniels will get, we assume, will get better and better and better. But yeah, it was an unbelievable season. Really was.
Coach Quinn talked about this after the game, and I thought it was pretty good. It's always tough when they talk to the coaches after the game, but he said something to the effect of, "I told the players to soak it in because this group isn't going to be together anymore."
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be change. Guys are going to move on. Guys will either sign with new teams or some guys might retire. I mean, yeah, it's this group was special. They got to a special spot at where nobody expected them to even have double-digit wins. I mean, they made it one step away from the Super Bowl. So it ended with a thud, and it sucked. It sucked to take the beat down in Philly, but you back away and look at the bigger picture, and you've got your organization in place. You got solid ownership. You've got your quarterback. You have got a lot of good pieces to build around.
Much like last week, they won a game against the Detroit Lions because the Lions turned it over.
Yeah.
That's really what this game comes down to. I think there are a lot of things that we can talk about. Some of the storylines from the regular season were the same in this game. They always had a problem stopping the run. That obviously happened in this game. Especially in the second half of the season, they couldn't run the football except for Jaden Daniels.
Right.
That happened in this game. But you can't win in the NFL when you turn over the ball four times. And that's the Eagles turned all four of those fumbles and the one interception at the end into touchdowns. Yeah. Every one of them, they took the kickoff return fumble, punched that in. They took the Deami Brown fumble, punched that in. Took the Eckler fumble, punched that in. And then even the Jaden Daniels interception at the end, that turned into another touchdown. It's 28 points off of four turnovers.
No, yeah, you're not going to win against a team as talented as Philly in their building when you're turning it over all the time. I mean, they saw that in Detroit last week.
Yeah, it's a shame because I don't think we were going to particularly slow them down. We weren't, but maybe it could have been a shootout. Could have been a little bit more interesting. But teams are so good now at punching the ball out. I talked about it last week. It's just, man, they're so good at it. I don't even know how you defend against some of it. I guess the Eckler thing is a big known no-no. Is when you get knocked down, when you get up, obviously because you're using one hand to get up, the other hand, that's when the ball's really vulnerable. But by and large, these guys are so good at doing that.
Didn't Brady kind of pummel Eckler talking about his small hands?
I didn't notice that. I'm sure he did. Brady wouldn't shut up. I mean, he was fine, but God, he was talking so much. I don't know, he kind of got on my nerves a little bit. He was just talking.
You had your fill.
He was just talking so much.
Hey, lucky you. You get to watch him in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. You get to watch him do Eagles-Chiefs.
You know, I'll watch the Super Bowl, but I don't have as much
interest. Kind of a, it was kind of a...
I have nobody to root for that Super Bowl.
Yeah, I
have nobody
to root for. I'm clearly not a Commander fan like you, but it was kind of a bummer to watch for me. I was kind of hoping for... It was just so interesting to follow the team and look forward to each week and such a great run and kind of analyze each game and analyze the play of these guys. But it was kind of a bummer.
Well, yeah, it ends with a dud. But it's a shame because I think that the better team won clearly.
Yeah.
But
look, they brought a knife to a gunfight.
Well, I guess. But here's what's interesting about it is that, you know, and Chris Russell pointed it out, the Eckler fumble, if they score on that drive, it's like 34-30.
Yeah, correct.
And then you never know. I mean, we hadn't really shown a propensity to stop them. But so far at that point, I mean, the whole game we only punted once. Now, part of that's because we turned it over four times. But that's kind of the point. If you don't turn it over, you know, maybe it's more of a shootout and you have more of a chance you can maybe steal something. They were better. Barkley was on fire. Jalen obviously took a shot or something. He looked great.
He was fine, yeah.
He was fine. and that was our weakness all season. So there was really nothing really shocking about it. It's just a shame it couldn't have ended on a little bit of a tighter note.
And you knew it was a bad omen when Barkley just takes it to the house on the first touch of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw that.
Yeah.
You know, after the grinding that the Commanders did on that opening drive, you're like, wow, maybe the Commanders could just hold the ball away from the Eagles. And then it ultimately didn't matter because Barkley's so good and so explosive. He just needed one touch to get there.
One touch.
Yeah, the only people I'm telling you that feel worse than us are Giants fans because they just watching what Barkley's done all year for the Eagles.
It has
I'm
to
telling you,
massively.
It infuriates them. infuriated that they just needlessly let
now,
him
if they're
go.
If they're rational Giants fans, which there probably aren't a lot of, they have to realize that everything in Philly is better than it was in New York. So he was not going to have that sort of season with the Giants. Like,
no,
he had that sort of season because he had the league's best offensive line blocking for him. He has a really good offense surrounding him. Like, that sort of season was not happening in
the
Meadowlands.
He would have helped them. He still would have helped them.
But he wouldn't. Not to the level that he helped.
So he might not rush for 2,000 yards, but he helps them. And then he just...
He's clearly a great player.
He's going to take their rival. There's a very good chance they win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So... I mean, trust me, they're infuriated.
We're going to hit this from all angles, and we're definitely going to dedicate some time. Marshawn Lattimore this season was an absolute disappointment.
I'm out on him.
I would agree.
I'm out on him. He's a grabby. He's a pretty Saint Juice.
He's a hothead.
He's definitely a hothead.
I got no use for him.
Although I didn't understand how that wasn't dual penalties.
Oh, that he got screwed on that.
I mean, he got screwed.
He got his helmet
got screwed on that.
He got a 15-yard penalty.
The guy just plays the most. He plays very physical, but he's just a grabby guy.
He plays on the edge.
It's almost like he lets the other guy get in his head, and then it affects his play.
Here's what you have to hope for. You have to hope he's still not 100%, and that he's better heading into training camp. Because
I'd have no problem if they cut him.
What you saw from him was not great.
I have no problem
like
with the
Pro Bowl level.
Three out of five games,
play.
He was a big, big.
I mean, they're on the hook for two
negative.
More years of his contract. So, I mean, I'm sure you can always work your way around that. But
three out of the five
early returns were not encouraging.
Three out of the five, he was a big liability.
Yeah.
Two out of the five, they didn't challenge him. So I guess he was good. But when they threw his way, he was basically a nightmare.
I just think that all like AJ Brown is going to do that to 99% of the corners in the league. Like,
I think that
yeah, I mean, it was tough because
but he wasn't just doing that to AJ Brown.
We're kind of grading him on his performance against two Hall of Famers,
right?
So
I mean, he was in the spotlight against Mike Evans and
AJ Brown.
Like those guys are going to do that to almost every corner in the league,
yeah.
if
true,
not every corner.
But if
in the
you notice, they weren't like hell bent on like they had Sanistrol on AJ Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you know
after
because,
the fourth and five.
I mean,
no, they quit having Lattimore travel after that early season
he's a
experiment.
Big, you know what? I don't need him. Just don't need him.
Well, you're going to have him.
I hope not.
I don't know what they're going to do.
I mean, I just cut his ass. Cut his ass, eat the money.
Just
you know he's what? A liability.
You got to hope and assume he just gets better at with.
He's
you know,
not going to get better
after
he's the
off
same
season.
Player. He's a grabby player. He grabs all over the place, and he's just going to get flagged.
Yeah, he definitely grabs.
Yeah,
and that was a good call.
Almost all of them were good calls.
But
the only one I thought got screwed on was when they were punching each other.
Yeah, I agree.
In the face.
I'm sure Commanders fans are very down on him.
No, some people think I'm crazy, but that's fine.
I mean, I wouldn't cut him, but I agree he was definitely
he's a liability. He's a net negative.
He was a C minus.
He's a net negative.
But he's usually though like, right there. Like I'll say this.
I mean, so was
maybe
St-Juice,
you know. I mean, I don't know if a game's when it's 55-23, it's hard to say this was some sort of biggest play of the game. But the Eagles converted one fourth down.
That was a huge play,
and it was a fourth and five. At Washington's 45, it's a one-score game at that point, and he throws that sideline bomb to A.J. Brown, 31 yards. Lattimore's pretty close. I mean, it's not like he was completely juked 10 yards off the play.
He just ran
Jaylen
by him.
Brown threw a great pass to a really good receiver Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, because it was 14-12 at that point.
Right.
Yeah, I mean it's.
No, it was a great
you
play.
Stop
it
them there. You get the ball. Who knows? You might go down and take the lead.
It's not like he was beaten by a mile, but he was beaten, and he grabbed. I just don't need to see him.
Yeah, you're definitely
out on him. Put it this way, Adam Peters should not be not looking at corners in the upcoming draft.
Yeah, I'd see if like,
he should still
voter.
Have corner on his shopping
well,
list.
Well, I'm free agent.
I'd trade him for a ball card or something.
Well, we're going to talk about it from all angles throughout the show here on a Football Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. We'll open up the phone lines. Your thoughts. What was the most disappointing aspect of yesterday's game? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sink of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the Sink of Truth. Follow and listen to Sink of Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.